Hello and welcome. This recording is called The Mental Muzzle. And for this recording you either need a string, a cuff or a bracelet you are wearing around your wrist. And this string, cuff or bracelet will become your trigger, your mental muzzle. And whenever you are wearing your mental muzzle, your mind will be muzzled. And this mental muzzle will make it completely impossible to become angry or aggressive. Instead, you will be in a very tame and calm mindset. Your mind will be very quiet, and as long as it's safe, it will be incredibly easy to go along with suggestions because you will feel very obedient and it's just enjoyable to follow along and otherwise enjoy your quiet and calm mind. Now, if this is something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a color. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect color for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this color. And this color is your perfect color. It's just the way you imagine it to be. You desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that color, your perfect color, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this color, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar, that I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation. Focus on the control I already have and enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you are going to find that with every link, you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement, and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain. And even though you're bound to me, you are leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you're feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts, just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, you can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away, as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you, just like the leash around your neck guides your body. My voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control. My hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar, and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time for a new trigger, time for your mental muzzle. That's right. And if you have followed the instruction, you should either be wearing a string, a cuff, or a bracelet around your wrist. And this string, cuff, or bracelet is becoming your trigger. It's becoming your mental muzzle. Because from now on, whenever you are wearing it, this trigger is going to be active. You are wearing a mental muzzle. Now, before we begin to really program this mental muzzle into your mind, I want to make sure that you will always be safe and that you can always enjoy your mental muzzle. Now, if you are wearing your mental muzzle and anything happens that really poses a risk to you or your reputation, you are going to find that you will instantly revert back to normal and be able to deal with the situation at hand, even while you are still wearing your trigger. That's right. If there's any situation that really threatens you, your reputation, your well-being in any way, you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal self so that you will be able to deal with the situation at hand, and so that you will always stay safe. And because you know that you will always stay safe, and because you know that if anything unexpected happens, you can always keep yourself safe, you're going to find that this mental muzzle will be incredibly effective. That's right. Now, let's talk about your mental muzzle. You know how a muzzle for animals works. You probably have seen a muzzle on canines. And once they're unable to express their aggression, to bark aggressively, to fletch their teeth, you can often see how the muzzle makes them tamer, makes them calmer, makes them more peaceful. And that's exactly what you're going to feel. Now this effect is even stronger on a muzzled equine. You're going to see that as soon as they are muzzled, as soon as they are unable to snatch a bite of grass or to drink, they become incredibly focused on the work with the human. They become much more focused because all the distractions are taken away, and they become, just as a lot of canines, a lot more obedient. And yet, we are still only talking about physical muzzles. We're not talking about the mental muzzle you are getting today, because what you are getting is a lot more intense. Can you imagine that if even a physical muzzle, just keeping your mouth shut, has this strong effect on you, how potent a mental muzzle will be? Well, you're about to find out, because from now on, whenever you are wearing your string, your mental muzzle, you are going to be muzzled. Now, if you like, you can imagine the sensation of your brain being muzzled, being strapped in a muzzle, whenever you are putting on your mental muzzle trigger. Maybe you feel a sensation of straps tightening around your brain, tightening around your thought, limiting the freedom of your mind. And it's going to be a warm and wonderful and welcome sensation. That's right. You will always feel safe and comfortable when you are wearing your mental muzzle. When you feel the straps tightening around your mind, restricting your mind, limiting your mind, controlling your mind. Now the first thing that you are going to notice when you are wearing your mental muzzle is that all your potential for aggression is completely bound. That's right. Just imagine it. Just imagine a situation where you would get angry, where you would have deep emotions, where you would react emotionally. Maybe even a situation where you can't control it. And yet, when you are wearing your mental muzzle, you will find that you're just calm, as if the ability for aggression is just removed from your mind. Your mental muzzle will always keep you calm and relaxed and tame. That's right. It will simply be impossible to feel hate, to feel anger. These emotions will be powerless. They will be very mild, tuned down, muted, because your mind is muzzled and your aggression is completely bound by your mental muzzle. And yet that's not all. That's just the very first step. Just think about it as the inability of the dog to bark or to bare their teeth. It's just the direct effect of your mental muzzle. Of course, once the dog accepts that they can't fletch their teeth, they become a lot calmer, a lot more relaxed. And the same is going to happen to you once you realize that it's impossible to get angry, that it's impossible to display aggressions. You are going to find that your mental muzzle is making your mind a lot quieter and a lot calmer and a lot more passive. Just imagine it. Just imagine that when you wear your muzzle, your thoughts are just quieting down, and it's not even that you're too dumb to think, or that it is impossible to think. If someone asks you a question, you will be perfectly able to answer. You will be perfectly able to think about it. But that's an external stimulus. You're getting asked a question. Without any external stimulus, your mind will just grow quiet. You will just be passive, be calm, be controlled, just waiting for things to happen, instead of being active, because you are so tame and so calm and so relaxed by your mental muscle. It just relaxes your mind, it tames your mind, and it quiets your thoughts. That's all it does. It just calms down your thoughts. It makes your brain quiet, peaceful, calm, and happy. And of course, it makes it completely impossible to feel intense negative emotions. It will be impossible to be aggressive. It will be impossible to feel hate. It will be completely impossible to get into a violent mindset. You are tamed. You are calm. You are mentally muzzled. And all those emotions, all those intense sensations are completely bound by your mental muzzle. You are just tame and meek, and your mind is quiet. And you might even find that whenever you are wearing your mental muzzle, that you are becoming very agreeable. It's so easy to go along with the things that people tell you. Of course, you know that your subconscious mind will always keep you safe and make it impossible for anybody to take real advantage to you. And if anybody tries to take advantage of you, you are going to instantly revert back to normal so that you can deal with the situation and keep yourself safe. And yet, as long as the suggestions are safe, you might find that it's so easy to just go along with them, to just obey, without even thinking about it. Just following, just obeying feels so good when you are wearing your mental muzzle. Your mental muzzle makes you feel so wonderful, so calm and tame, so happy and proud. That's right, when you wear your muzzle, you're going to be proud. Proud of being tamed by your muzzle. Proud of behaving so well. You will be filled with this warm and wonderful feeling, with a deep pleasure, with a deep joy. And this sensation will grow in your mind and will become stronger, like all the effects of the muzzle, every time you are wearing your mental muzzle. Like every hypnotic trigger, it's going to grow stronger the more you practice it. Your muzzle is going to have more and more effect on your mind. It's going to muzzle your mind more effective every time you wear it. You're going to find your mind becoming even quieter, even calmer, even more tame whenever you wear your mental muzzle. And every time the effects will come faster and have a stronger and more powerful and more potent effect on you. Your thoughts will be completely muzzled. Your mind will be completely quiet. It will be so easy to obey. You will be so passive and calm and patient and quiet, just waiting for things to happen, because you feel so obedient, you feel so tame, you feel so controlled, you feel so good when you wear your mental muzzle. It feels so safe and warm, and this is simply what is going to happen to you from now on, whenever you are wearing your mental muzzle. It will simply calm down your mind, quiet your mind, and make you so incredibly obedient. That's right. And now that this trigger is deeply embedded in your mind, and now you know exactly how your mental muzzle is going to affect you from now on, it's time to wake you back up again. And in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and with each number you will wake up a little bit more, a and all my suggestions will sink a little bit deeper into your mind. Let's begin. 1. You slowly come back. 2. Waking up a little bit more with every number. 3. As you drift to the surface. 4. Waking up more and more. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. You feel your muscles building up tension again. 7. Blood pressure, pulse, breathing, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back to the waking world. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this recording. And I very much hope you're going to enjoy your mental muscle. Goodbye.